Hello and welcome to the Monroe Method Clancast. I am Jason Monroe and this is episode 75. Now today we are going to talk about a bit of a strange sequence of events actually. So I sent out an email this week to my marketing people who are that get my daily emails, read them, listen to them, nod along with them and haven't yet decided to come and work with me yet. But in one of these emails I spoke about, what did I call it again? I called it expecting a miracle. And I described a situation where someone might decide to go on a diet and they put themselves through a lot of hardship or what they perceive to be a lot of hardship. And in exchange for that hardship, they expect a dramatic return. Now, and here's a real world example. I've literally just done a check-in with one of my group coaching clients who she's a bit upset about the progress that she's making. And I was looking back through our last few check-ins. And in one of those check-ins, she said that she's eating a lot less than she was before joining. And she can't understand why her weight's not moving quicker than it is. And the reason for that is, so the way that the things work inside the Monroe Method is when you come to work with me, you work through the 14-day course. Days 1 to 5, we're not losing weight yet. We're focusing on the far more important things, addressing, making sure that you're up to speed and on the same page as me. We work on the mindset stuff. I won't bore you with the details or give away too much of it. But basically, we do some very important work through the first 5 days. And then on days 6 and 7, we ask people to track for 2 days. Now, we're not asking them to make adjustments. We're just asking them, keep going about your daily business. But on days 6 and 7, I want you to track what you eat for a day. And this person tracked 2 days and it was a lot more calories than her body needed. So we had estimated her calorie burn to be somewhere around 2,100 calories per day. And this person had a couple of days. I think one was 2,600 calories, one was 2,900, almost 3,000 calories. So this person, if that's what their daily diet looked like, then it's very quick to easy to understand. You know, you only need 2,100. On that day, you give your body 2,500. On this day, you give your body 3,000. You're over-consuming and you're gaining weight. Now, in that instance, and this is the part that's really important to understand, right? And it's important for, you know, I don't know if any coaches listen to this or PTs or whatever, but as a coach, it's important to understand that when someone comes to work with you to lose weight, they are not coming to, most of them aren't coming to you from a place of maintenance. They're not consuming maintenance calories. They're gaining weight or have gained weight. That's happened as a result of overconsumption. So as a coach, it's all good and well saying to someone, right, your maintenance calories are 2,100. I would like you to eat 1,600 per day and you are going to lose a pound a week. Now, that sounds all very straightforward on paper, but in this case, you know, saying to someone who's easily consuming 3,000 calories in a day, you know, with the maintenance situation, you know, on paper, it's just a 500 calorie drop. But when it comes to the real life application of that, if someone's eating 3,000 calories a day and you're asking them to now eat 1,500, it's a 1,500 calorie drop. 1,500 calories, asking someone to remove that from their daily diet, that's a big ask. But this is where it comes in, right? This is the whole point that I'm getting to, because this person, if this person is normally consuming 3,000 calories a day and I set their calories to 1,500, that first 1,000 calorie or 900 calorie reduction is just them coming from a place of overconsumption to maintenance. So you're asking, yes, I've asked someone to get into a calorie deficit, but the majority of what they're doing is the absence of fat loss. So first of all, it's like, right, you are overconsuming by 900 calories a day. First of all, we need to get rid of that. Okay, so now we've stopped overconsuming. Now the weight loss part, the weight gain part has stopped. Now you're going to make a further adjustment down the way, and that's going to get the weight loss part going. And this is when it's really important to educate people and to help them understand that I know that this feels like a dramatic change to you, and it is. Like, you have cut your consumption down by a massive amount. But what you need to understand is you were coming from a place of overconsumption. You were consistently gaining £1, £2 a week because of the way that you were treating your body, the amount of calories that you were putting in. Now, you know, if someone goes from gaining £1 or £2 a week to losing £1 a week, that's a £2 to £3 a week shift. Yes, it's not all fat loss, but you've stopped gaining weight, which is the first massive success that you need to celebrate. You have put a stopper on this kind of continual climb. You're not going up to 16, 17 stones anymore and beyond. You've put a stop on that. So part one of your, that you should be celebrating, part one of your success, part one of your progress is the absence of weight gain. Next is that your weight's also coming down. You've lost £1 this week. So that, you know, in that person's mind, all they're thinking is, I've only lost £1 this week. And in reality, it's not. Because if you're consistently gaining £1 a week previously, and you're now losing £1 a week, that's a £2 a week difference. If you had carried on as you were for the next 10 weeks, you would have been £10 heavier. Then you would have had £20 to lose to get to a £10 loss. Now, you're not gaining £1 a week, and you're losing £1 a week, and in 10 weeks' time, you will be £10 lighter. So instead of being £10 heavier, you'll be £10 lighter. You're going to be £20 better off. And it's something that I see all the time, where someone who doesn't exercise starts going to the gym 2 to 3 days per week. They expect their weight, you know, they expect their weight to come crashing down. They expect to see muscle definition. They expect to be lifting heavier weights every single time they go. And it's creating these unrealistic expectations which are based around your perception of effort. Well, I've never been to the gym before. I've started going 3 days a week. And then it's this idea that you should be getting rewarded. You're not rewarded by someone else, but you should be rewarded with progress. Well, you know, I've never been to a gym in my life. I've been 3 days this week. Why haven't the scales come down? Why don't I have muscles yet? Why can't I see my biceps? Why don't I have a six pack? And it's just this unrealistic expectation, which is guided by the amount of perceived effort, the amount of hardship that we're going through. You know, people go to the gym 3 to 5 days a week for decades to build muscular bodies and athletic bodies. But because, you know, and because you've came from that, you know, doing nothing to doing something, and while that's it's an amazing thing, and it's absolutely to be celebrated, and it's definitely to be commended, and it's great, you know, going from doing nothing to exercising is a huge shift. But we need to remove these unrealistic expectations that we attach to these things. And it happens all the, I see it all the time when it comes to weight loss with the people I work with, where they'll have what they deem to be a good week. Like, I used to do this, right? Back in the day when I was less educated and less clued up, I would, right, diet starts Monday. I'm going to be good, quote unquote, Monday to Friday. And when I step on the scales on Friday, I should have seen a miraculous drop on the scales. And that came from nothing other than me. Back then I knew nothing about how fat loss worked. I just knew that if you ate less, your weight came down, and if you ate more, your weight went up. I had no education around fluctuations, no education around the mechanics behind how we lose and gain weight. In my head, because I stopped eating like the idiot that I was back in my 20s for 5 days, I should have gone through some massive dramatic change, and that was based purely on my expectations, you know. And it makes perfect sense in your head, and it's completely common, you know. Well, I've not been eating sharing bags of crisps. I've not been eating big bags of sweets. I didn't have a takeaway this week. I didn't drink this week, you know. And you create this idea that these things are adding massive amounts of weight onto your body over a very short space of time, and they don't. It's habits that you've had for potentially decades, you know. It's the habits that you've had for months and years and beyond. And when you finally say, right, this week I'm not going to do the takeaway, I'm not going to have that bottle of wine, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm not going to have those snacks, right? Whatever it is. And then you step on the scales and you're like, why have these not dropped by 20 pounds? I've just stopped doing all of those things. And it just comes from a lack of education and a lack of understanding. So when it comes to losing weight, it's really important to detach the level of effort that you think you're putting in and the results that you're getting. Because, I mean, what's a good way to describe this? Let's say I start putting £100 away into a savings account every month over 12 months, right? I do it in January, I get to December, and I've got £1,200 to spend on Christmas presents, right? That's set in stone. £100. I have put that £100 away. The only thing that can happen by the end of that 12 months is that I have £1,200 in the bank at the end of the 12 months. Now, that could feel like a massive amount of effort to me. It might significantly impact my disposable income. I might have to make some massive changes. I might have to give up a lot of things. Maybe I can't buy, not that I buy myself clothes ever. I just live in Monroe Nutrition t-shirts and shorts. But maybe you can't go on a night out. Maybe you can't eat out. Maybe you can't buy yourself clothes. Maybe you can't go on a night out, right? Whatever it is, you have to sacrifice something. And at the other end of the scale, it might be perfectly realistic for someone to put £100 a month away and they don't notice it at all. One person has gone through 12 months of massive hardship because they needed that £100 and it significantly impacted them. The other person hasn't really noticed it, and it's got to December and they go, brilliant, I've got £1,200 to spend on Christmas presents. In both instances, the outcome has still been the same. Both people have saved £1,200. One person found it very easy, the other person has found it a massive task. And we can bring that back to the way that fat loss works, right? I could work with someone and I could help them lose 20 pounds. And let's say I help someone lose 20 pounds in 15 weeks. In fact, let's say I help two people lose 20 pounds in 15 weeks. One of them has had a wonderful time. They've not even felt like they're dieting. It's felt completely natural. It's felt easy. They've enjoyed it. They've loved it. But then that person might not have been massively over-consuming. That person might have been consuming 2,200, 2,300 calories a day. Asking them to come down to 1,600 was perfectly realistic. But the person who's found it very difficult, maybe they've came from a place where 3,000 calories a day is perfectly normal to them. They've found it massively difficult. One person's only had to drop by 500 or 600, 700 calories. The other person's had to drop by 1,500 calories. So they've both achieved the same thing and they've both achieved it in the same amount of time, but one person found it an absolute task. So it doesn't matter how difficult it feels to you. It doesn't matter how much hardship you think you're putting yourself through. The result's still going to be the same. You know, you're not going to get better results the more difficult that it feels for you. And that's the fundamental thing that I think everyone needs to understand. Because people will often try to make things difficult. They think that the harder something is, the better the results it's going to lead to. And that's often not the case at all. Because the way that our body works, it's not quite as black and white as how we save money putting £100 away. But we do have a pretty certain idea of kind of rates of loss based on what people are consuming when it comes to calories. So, well, it's not written in stone. It's not far away. People like to think that, and I've had this many times in the past when people come to work with me and they've maybe been working with me for 4, 6, 8 weeks. Things are ticking over nicely. Everything's going as it should be. They're losing a pound to a pound and a half per week. Now they want something else to do, you know, and we'll get to the 6th, 7th, 8th week and they'll check in and say, I feel like there should be more, you know, is there more I could be doing? It's like, oh no, not really, because you're doing everything you should be, you're getting the results, but they want something else, you know, they want a little bonus extra, you know, I want to boost my progress, what could I do? Well, do you want to eat less? Well, no, not really. I like what I'm eating just now. I would really not want to drop it. Okay, well, do you want to exercise more? No, I'm already doing 8K steps a day. Any more is going to be a bit of a push. And then it's like, well, there isn't anything else you can do. Just get very good at doing the basics. Because unless you're willing to make a change to the parameters, you can't boost anything. And it happens all the time. People look for extra things to do. And this is why fad diets are so successful. It's why things like cleanses and detoxes are so successful. People like to think that the more shit they're doing, the better a result they're going to get. I'll give you an example before I wrap this one up. I did a thing called Forever Living. It was called a C9 cleanse. You can still buy it. I don't know what it costs now, but it was like 135 quid back in the day. And I mean back in the day, 9-10 years ago. But it still exists. You can Google it. And it was around drinking aloe vera gel. So don't quote me on how it works, right? But I'm pretty sure it was like a C9, maybe it was a 9-day cleanse. That would make sense. It was a however many day cleanse. Day one, like, you ate nothing. I think you had targets for drinking water. You had these big bottles of aloe vera gel, which was basically to clean your guts out and make it look like you were losing weight. But you didn't eat anything on day one. You drank plenty of water and I think you had a couple of shots of this aloe vera gel. We kept it, my wife and I did this. Kept it in the fridge, drank these shots. They were fucking disgusting. And then there was also like a couple of other things. Like there was like little sachets of things. So it was like this checklist, right? First thing in the morning, I want you to do this. 2 hours later, I want you to do this. 2 hours later, you have your aloe vera shot. 2 hours later, I want you to have your fiber sachet. 3 hours after that, I want you to do this. And these things work in the sense that giving someone lots of little things to do makes them feel like they're accomplishing something, right? Oh, that's me done my 2 o'clock thing. That's me done my 4 o'clock thing. That's me done the 6 o'clock thing. They think that the more boxes they can tick, the better results they're going to get. And it's not the case at all. Like, you're not eating. Your weight can only come down by so much when you're not eating food. You've only got so much shit in your bowels and pee in your bladder to empty. You've only got so much water weight to lose. You know, once those things are gone, they're gone. Then you're into the boring world of fat loss, where calorie deficit rules. So I experience it a lot, especially people who come from those faddy type backgrounds. They want more to do. Like, could I be drinking more water? Could I be eating more of something? Could I reduce my carbs? Could I have like a carb-free day? And they just want that. They want the next thing and the next thing, because, well, they're happy with the results and they think it's wonderful. They're losing a pound, pound and a half a week. 7-8 weeks are gone, 10, 11, 12 pounds down. They were totally happy with it. But it's got to a point where they get bored with it. They get bored with that result. They get bored with losing a pound and a half a week. Like, most people would bite your hand off to know they were losing a pound, pound and a half every single week. To know that if they keep doing what they're doing, in 10 weeks they will be at X number on the scale. But even when you're, you know, once you've been doing that for a while, that result gets boring. You get bored of seeing your weight come down by that. Okay, well, if I can make it come down by a pound and a half, well, couldn't that be two and a half pounds? And then they're, you know, they start getting inside their own head. And that's when they start looking for these little extra things to do. When, you know, and that's one of the massive benefits of having a coach in your corner, of checking in with someone, because they'll check in with me at the bottom of the check-in form. Anything else you'd like to add? Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's anything else I could be doing. Like, I know I'm making, you know, they will be grateful and they'll say, I know I'm making great progress. I know I'm 10 pounds lighter. But I'm just wondering, you know, is there anything extra I could be doing? And it's my job as a coach, and this is one of the biggest benefits of having a coach, to step in and say, no, get that idea out your head. You are in the zone. You have everything in place to, and it's similar to the money situation, right? Everything is in place to guarantee that you will have £1,200 in the bank at the end of the year. That's all that you needed. It's all that you wanted. That's going to be there. Yeah, but if I put in £200 a month, yeah, you'd be even more skint for the next 6 months and you go through even more hardship and blah, blah, blah. So it's my job to step in and say, look, I understand that you want things to go quicker. You're human. Everybody does. but you have a process in place, you have a balance of diet that's working for you, you're enjoying everything that you're eating, you're still able to enjoy a glass of wine at the weekend, you're still able to have a takeaway every week, you're still enjoying meeting friends for coffee dates and things. Do you really want to compromise all of that? Do you really want to compromise this wonderful balance, this wonderful lifestyle that you're creating for what? An extra half pound on the scales a week? Do you really want to risk everything just for the sake of that? Or would you rather carry on doing what you're doing and knowing, having that safety and security and that comfort from knowing that all you need to do is keep doing what you've already done for the last 6, 7, 8 weeks, and you'll continue to get the same results? And then it just kind of hits them and they go, do you know what? You're right. Why would I want to ruin any of this? Why would I want to do any of this? This is just the old me coming through, where I always want things to be quicker and faster and blah, blah, blah. So it's completely common. But yeah, just to summarize, please just remember that just because you feel like it's difficult, just because you feel like you're putting in a lot of effort, just because you feel like you're going through a lot of hardship, that does not mean that the numbers should be coming down at a level that matches how much effort you think you're putting in. Like, weight loss isn't an effort game. Just drop something off my desk. Weight loss isn't an effort game. Yes, you need effort, but it's not a case of the more effort you put in, the better results you get. It's the same with the money thing. The more effort you know, it doesn't matter how much effort you put into saving £100 a month, you're still going to end up with £1,200 at the end of the year. And with weight loss, it doesn't matter how much effort you put in. If you're still doing the same things you've always done, you're still going to get the same result. So weight loss is not an effort game. It's a numbers game. So just because you feel like you're going through a lot of difficulty, a lot of hardship, that does not mean that you should be rewarded for that. Like, it's very easy to say, oh, do you know what? This has been a really tough week, but I've stuck to this. I've done that. The scale should come down about 6 pounds. You know, and we just start thinking these ridiculous thoughts. I've increased my steps by 3,000 a day. I should lose about 5 pounds this week. It doesn't work like that. So, yeah, I think that's all we need to say on that one. So, yeah, the amount of effort you're putting in, effort's important, but putting more effort into fixed things like the money example, it's not going to get you better results. Consistency gets results. Keep doing. If you want to get the best results ever, be consistent. Like, if you can stick to something 80% of the time, you will get better results than sticking to something 30, 40, 50% of the time. And yeah, the whole initial phase, like, I work with a lot of people who are pretty drastic over consumers. Like, and I think I touched on this in the last episode where we were talking, yeah, I did actually, when I was talking about like people who weigh 17, 18, 19 stones. They have gotten there because they have a very big lifestyle, right? They eat big portions, they eat a lot of snacks, they clear every plate. They have quite a lot of, when I say big habits, I mean ones that impact, you know, have a big impact. 3,000 calories a day is perfectly normal in that instance. And this actually ties in really well with the last episode where, you know, we have to look beyond just the numbers side of thing. We have to look at the lifestyle and making changes to the lifestyle. So you've got a tough challenge ahead of you if you are someone who has a naturally high calorie diet, because you've created this diet where 3,000 calories a day is perfectly normal. And I think right at the very beginning of your journey, the fundamental thing you need to understand is that, yes, you're going to reduce your consumption by a lot, but it's not going to have a dramatic effect on the scales because you're coming from a place of overconsumption. And again, we could take it back to the money example. You know, it's the exact same. If someone brings their spending down by a massive amount, if someone's overspending by £1,000 a month and they're in £10,000 of debt, and they dramatically decrease their spending, you know, they would think, well, my debt should have come down, but, you know, I should have paid a lot of this debt off by now. And they look at it and go, oh, I've only paid off 250 quid. It's like, yeah, that's because you stopped spending. You stopped overspending by 1,000. Then you started underspending by 250 this month. That's why your debts came down by 250. So you've spent 1250 less, but your debts only came down by 250. And then it's the same with the calories. You're consuming 1500 calories less than you were, but your weights came down by a pound, because in the way that fat loss works, if someone underconsumes by 1500 calories a day, they would lose 3 pounds in a week. But if someone loses a pound in a week by going down 1500 calories, it's because they're coming from a 1000 place over, a 1000 calorie overspent. Anyway, probably baffled you enough with numbers as it is. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Until next time.